This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
As I said with Justice Forsyth, I am glad you're here because there were days I'm wondering who he would have picked. And this is a home run from my point of view.
All right, that's Lindsey Graham, and he's talking about Brett Kavanaugh, and it was a wild, crazy day with the Supreme Court confirmation hearings the very first day. Remember, this was Trump's nominee for the court, and it quickly got out to a scramble of lots of shouts and yells of the protesters outside, and then senators who refused to stick to the 10-minute timeline for their speeches. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley, Republican, of course, from Iowa, vowed to take charge of the hearings on Wednesday when the senators got a chance to start questioning Kavanaugh in a session that's expected to last, ready for this, 12 hours. Welcome to the show, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Speaking of shows, Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, and now with Talk Media News, joins us. Bob, this is going to be interesting to see what happens here with Kavanaugh. Do you expect that he will be confirmed in the end, though?
Oh, yes, Kate. He will be confirmed. There's no question. He's going to be confirmed with some Democratic votes. In particular, I'm pretty safe, I think, in saying Senator Manchin of West Virginia and Heitkamp of North Dakota. She may also support him. And then, of course, he brings along with his nomination two Republicans, which is Senator Murkowski of Alaska and then Collins of Maine, and then combined with the rest of Republicans. So I believe he makes it, unless something that we don't know about that was really horrible about him, if it doesn't come forth, I think this is completely done. It's going to be a sideshow, and it's going to be a lot of pain for Grassley, but Kavanaugh will make it.
He will. He will make it. And you know what? It often, though, no matter who the nominee is, it always seems to be a little nasty here and there, right?
Well, yes. Now, today in particular, just having served there, and I chaired a committee myself and had ranking member, and Maxine Waters, by the way, was my housing committee ranking member. I had Steny Hoyer in House Administration. I can't think of one possible moment where either of those individuals I just mentioned ever interrupted me or I interrupted them. You just didn't do it. There's a protocol, and you don't do that. And so when I saw it happen to Grassley, by a senator from California, I thought, okay, here we go. And, of course, it just broke down from there. So I think there's a brand new level of discourse in D.C.
I like that. Brand new level, high watermark, and you've seen it.
That's it. Yes,
and
they've achieved.
You've seen this before, too. Sonny Bono's widow took his seat when he tragically died in that skiing accident. And there was a lot of talk about Cindy McCain stepping in for Senator John McCain. But instead, Senator John Kyle is going to fill that Senate seat. Do you see that as anything rocky? He's going to be sworn in on Wednesday.
You know, I was at Sonny Bono's funeral, and on the way back, there was speculation that, his wife, Mary, would take the seat. And I knew of no objections to that, period, from the Republican side. As people, talked about it on the airplane, there was a lot of members, and nothing. Now, this one, I already heard from friends that if it was Cindy McCain, some people were really going to have a fit about it. And because she would be viewed as, doing nothing but trying to go against Donald Trump for her time in there. I heard a lot of that. Then there's a lot of people that, he just passed away, so people would want her. I think the governor made a brilliant move. putting Senator Kyle in. I think Kate, he probably retired around 2013, if I remember right, left the Senate. So putting Senator Kyle in, I think, was an absolutely brilliant move. I guess he's only going to stay for 3 months or so. But that people who wanted McCain, Meghan McCain really can't complain, and people who wanted a, quote, pro-Trump really can't complain because he's in, Kyle's in neither category, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I agree. And neither one of those categories. There's a lot of conversation in and outside of D.C. I like to say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, whether it's the heartland, the West Coast, Ohio, where I went to school and where you're from, or wherever we're talking about. And this Bob Woodward book has a lot of people fuming about some of what's in there. I mean, look, we all know this. Controversy sells, number one. I don't think it's a shock that there would be some controversy in this book. And one of the things that you clearly take away from it, and I just read little bits and pieces of it, is that he paints it as the administration's having basically a nervous breakdown. He describes that. He talks about staffers that are taking papers off of his desk so he couldn't see them or follow through on what they believe would be terrible decisions on trade or national security. So do you think some of this is, you know, is it leaked? Is it exaggerated? Is it just what we see when there's a political book like that, especially when it's about the White House and the controversial president?
Well, you know, Kate, on the heels of Omarosa's book, which I could say part of it's just, you know, not accurate on this one, I don't think this is too over-exaggerated. I think that some parts maybe, but even people who are contacted are saying, well, I didn't say that, but they did say all the other things. So I think there's a lot of substance, frankly, to this book. And it does, I think, portray probably what's going on in the White House, which is sort of the staff versus the president. I mean, right now it's Jeff Sessions versus the president. You would almost think that Barack Obama appointed Jeff Sessions when you hear the president talk. So I think that the style of the president, this actually doesn't really particularly shock me. Now, the language, oh, please, you know, I've heard presidents cuss. And, you know, and then the staff, well, they don't cuss. Well, sure they do. So the language part is, okay, that's for real. But I don't think it's too over-exaggerated. I think there's a lot of turmoil in that office. I'm not sure it's a complete, you know, breakdown, but I think it's absolutely not what you would regularly normally see in the Oval Office in the past.
Yeah, now this is sad. If you still were in Congress, I bet this would be something you would take up. These problems we keep having with the VA, different elements in the VA. Now they're saying the VA nursing homes are neglected. They're low rated. There's people with bed sores. This is awful. Can't we do something to straighten this out?
Well, you know, Kate, you raise such a critical, valid point for these veterans who served. They were promised. I was on the Veterans Committee, by the way, for a couple of terms, and you just really have to pound your fist down to get anything done. And, you know, we used to call, our caseworkers would call me, and we would call the Veterans Administration, and literally I sometimes would scream because these veterans were dying, you know, waiting to get care. And I think that members need to, you know, somebody needs to champion this cause, and there's got to be somebody within that VA that wants this to work correctly. Now, I understand it can't be perfect, but I just think it could be so much better. And it's going to take some members getting together, I would hope bipartisanly, and say we're not going to tolerate it anymore. Somebody's got to put their foot down.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob Ney, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
So coming up, I bet you were worried about those ruby slippers. They've been recovered, seriously. A lot of people are talking about that. Frank Lloyd Wright, that house is up for sale. I'm saying it's incredible. Would you pay the money they're asking for it? You might be shocked by that. Other odds and ends as well. Coming up next here on America Tonight.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, let's dig in that mailbag. Thanks to you, and that guy sitting in the back. I got a ton of mail over this holiday weekend. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, and thanks for that. You can always send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. Easy to remember. That's why I changed it, katedelaneyradio.com. And speaking of a quick reminder, because I got a couple of emails about this, listen up. Tomorrow, in our first hour of the show, Nail the Score, the last segment. So what is Nail the Score? It's your chance to win a prize, because every week we're going to give away a prize no matter what, because I thought we would up the ante since I've been doing the show for 10 years. Can you believe it? The little show that could, can, and will. And Nail the Score is simply, we pick out the game of the week, and you tell us what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail it, ding, 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 you are the massive winner, bragging rights and all, who enters. So you can send me an email. You can send me an email, and you can go to katedelaneyradio.com to do that. Just click on contact. Once we announce the game, and then you take a guess, or you call, and when you call in, same thing, you're entered into a drawing, because each week I'll give away some prizes, some smaller prizes. Frank Lloyd Wright, that was the subject of 2 emails, one from Francine and another one from Lair. And both of them have written to me at different times before, but it's been a while, so hey to both of you. So I'll go with kind of a hybrid of both of their emails. Francine says, Kate, I've heard you talk about Frank Lloyd Wright. At some point somewhere, I remembered you mentioned it and the fact that you had been to the Spiral House. You know that house is up for sale. Did you know that? And it is so cool. What an iconic looking home. And the answer, I guess, is would you pay the money they're asking to own that concrete block house? Well, if I was just so fully loaded to go and I had just, you know, nothing but spare money, could I come up with the $12.95 million? Well, then I guess I could, right? So it is really cool. It's a concrete block house. It has three bedrooms, four bathrooms. It's on 5.9 acres. It's in the Arcadia neighborhood of Phoenix suburb. It's just south of Camelback Mountain. And it's, you know, there is, the listing says there's an application for historic preservation of the house. The previous owner paid $2.3 million for it in 2012 when a previous owner before that tried to demolish it. He had tried to open the house as a museum, and the neighbors were concerned about the property becoming a commercial attraction that would bring more traffic. I mean, there's already kind of traffic-y things happening anyway. So it needs renovations. Of course it does. Structural, electrical repairs, blah, blah, blah. But you would get reproductions of his signature March Balloons carpet designed for the house. And it's really cool. I mean, it is really cool. It's this curvy house, and it's just, how do I describe it? I mean, if you look it up, you'll know it. It's iconic. It's 1952 David and Gladys Wright House is what it is. It's the Wright House. And it was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright for his son and his daughter-in-law. So that's where that design comes from. And it's cool, but of course it's going to be outdated because I said 50s, right? So even if they updated a few things, you know, that's just one of those questions. Would you, you know, if we live once, would you pay that money to live in that house and just update it? And I don't know. You won't have to want to live in Phoenix. That would be the other part of it, of course. Okay, let's move on to something else. How about this? This one comes to us from Ron, who says, Kate, Brett Kavanaugh should be a shoo-in. I don't understand why anyone would be hassling him in these confirmation hearings. Look, I get looking under the hood, questioning him, but the nasty digs I don't understand. But then again, I don't understand most of what happens in D.C. Wednesday's a big day. It is going to be a long one for Kavanaugh. I can't imagine he does not get confirmed. I can't imagine he doesn't get confirmed either. He will. I mean, he'll be questioned. Of course, he'll be questioned and he'll answer the questions. It's going to be like a big marathon, which often it is. But I don't see anything tripping him up. There's no, I don't know, herrings in this, I think. And I don't believe there's going to be a big problem with the confirmation. All right, so here's something else. This one comes to us, because we always talk about Mother Nature. This one comes to us from Bobby, who says, Kate, it is a nightmare, sister. If you look at Alabama and Mississippi, the winds we're getting, the craziness, the state of emergency, I mean, the high winds, the storm surge. It has been nasty, and I can't wait till Gordon goes away. Yeah, Tropical Storm Gordon made landfall late on Tuesday, so this was a late email. 70-mile-an-hour winds. Earlier, schools were closed. State of emergency was declared for the Gulf, because they know heavy rain, high winds, the surge, all of that. They were telling people just to be ready. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency. Hundreds of National Guard members are deployed. Because, look, Alabama, Mississippi, you people are, you know, you're used to this. I've been there when it's been torrential rains. And this is a tropical storm. The governors of Florida and Texas are watching. Because where's the belly of the beast going to shoot up? And it's not going to hit Texas, I don't think. The National Hurricane Center, though, called the storm life-threatening and said that tornadoes were possible in the Florida panhandle. So then you got to be prepared for that. And Gordon took form pretty much as a tropical storm near the Florida Keys early on Monday, blasting South Florida with high winds and heavy rains. As a quick aside, I was in Tampa a couple of days ago, and I saw some trees that were ripped out by the roots, and it was crazy to see that. it reminds you of what that weather can be like, especially if they get a direct hit, you know, and the Gulf Coast. Whew, I mean, you know, you might be used to that, but when it actually hits, boy, it is such a different, it's so different once it slams into you. It just, it is. It's so much different than what you might picture, especially if you've never been through it. Since I've been through it, I get it. It's scary, especially the water combined with the wind, all of that. I mean, all of it is awful, depending on how epic the storms are. Let's go to another one. This one is from Gregory, and Gregory says, Kate, I saw a posting that you had on your Facebook page. I want to tell people to go there because it's so entertaining, but on your Facebook page you talked about your dentist and what a good job your dentist does, so hats off to him. I read a story today in the USA Today that Starbucks is testing a new way to make Frappuccinos that lets customers order the drink with less sugar. So if they want to indulge, they'll have at least 600 locations. They've got 600 locations in California, Missouri, and Rhode Island, and they're experimenting with this drink. I think it's a smart thing. What do you think? Well, yeah, of course, because people are talking about that. They're talking about cutting down sugar, and people want to hear that, so they pledge to cut it down because it's a lot in those drinks. I mean, look, a 16-ounce, I want you to think about this for a second. A 16-ounce traditional caramel frappuccino has 66 grams of sugar, 420 calories, 15 grams of fat. The lower sugar version of it, what it tastes like, I can't tell you, 49 grams plus 370 calories and 16 grams of fat. So there's a big difference there in knowing that. They're listening to suggestions and trying to come up with ways that they can do it so it's not as bad for you. Any of these frappuccinos aren't cheap, let's face it. So $4.75 to $5.45, depending on where you are, the market, that whole kind of thing. And it is about experimentation. What are you putting up there? What works? And then feeling out the customers, seeing what they gravitate toward. In other words, we're almost up against it, so that means we're going to step aside, and when we come back, I mentioned that flooding in Gordon, that tropical storm, what it's doing to people in the panhandle, and Mississippi and Alabama, so we're going to take you there next. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More than 27,000 customers are without power in the Florida Panhandle and in southern Alabama as Tropical Storm Gordon hit land just west of the Alabama-Mississippi border. It's expected to weaken as it moves inland, but three governors have now declared states of emergency. Forecasters say they expect 4 to 8 inches of rain along the storm's track. Reporter Donna Francavella is braving the weather in Mobile, Alabama.
Heavy rain bands from Gordon are dumping intense moisture in the Mobile area. And as I'm looking around, I'm seeing waves and waves of intense rain. The signs are beginning to shake now back and forth as the wind intensifies.
Storm surges of up to several feet have been reported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Six and 7 inches of rain in Mississippi, then I'm going to look for water to get about a foot to 2 foot up underneath my house.
All right, that's what it's like in Mississippi. Hey, everybody, you might be feeling that if you're listening to me, that tropical storm Gordon, he's nasty, making that landfall and just bringing those winds and pulling things all over the place. Happened late in the afternoon. There was some hurricane warning, so at least it dropped down a bit. But when you're talking about, like he said, 8 inches of rain, things coming up beneath your house, that kind of stuff, it's tough. I get it in Louisiana and Arkansas, parts of it in central Mississippi and Alabama, and it's what you got to do with the sandbags. In Mississippi, you guys know this. Boy, if you have not lived until you've done this, because you got to have those sandbags, right? So you got sand, you're bagging it up, banging it up. It's like a crazy workout. And plus, boom, you got to get it up and going. You're worried about that house, man. You're blocking up those, putting out those sandbags so it'll soak that all up. And, some direct hits, people with boats, they're affected. The boats get thrashed all over the place. Think of the people who are in Alabama right there on the coastline and what that is like. And it's interesting, too, because, boy, surfers are brave peeps. They want those waves so badly, they'll go out and stake them on when these storms come in. And no thank you. But you could see the effect. You could see the dark clouds. You could see people boarding things up. I mentioned the sandbags and what people did, to fill up the sandbags in Long Beach, Mississippi, in front of the tropical storm, because they know how devastating this can all be. And they're used to it. So, you bag it up. That's what you do. And you move on and throw it out there and hope for the best. Ultimately, that's what it becomes, this game of back and forth, kind of, not chicken with the weather, but I guess in a way, kind of, because there's no There's no predicting it. It's the one common denominator for all of us. You get on the elevator, you're near each other pumping gas, and if there's some kind of horrific weather or weather that's predicted to be bad, that's what everyone's talking about. You know, when you fly a lot, like me flying a lot, I'll be in an airport somewhere, and that's becomes part of the topic. Oh, they say there's some bad weather, so it's going to back up the planes, and if there's lightning, forget about it. And even being in Tampa, there were big delay signs saying, you know, hey, you might experience some delays because of the weather. And the tropical storm, because people had to change plans, it added, they waived the change fees, trying to re-rack some people who were stuck or knew they were going to be stuck because of dealing with the, horrific weather delays that you can experience. But you're coming from one airport and you're going to another airport, and hello, that's the name of the game, period. Absolutely. And especially right before school, people traveling and trying to take in that last-minute vacation or take advantage of some great deals and finding themselves a little bit trapped as a result of it. Here's another quick reminder. Don't forget, we've got Nail the Score coming up on our next show. It'll be in our final segment of the first hour. So final segment of the first hour, you want to be listening. You can listen live, tune in radio. You can hear us there. You can hear us across these great radio stations in the U.S., like WVNJ in New Jersey, New York area. KPAM in Portland is another one. QR in Sarasota is another one. There's just tons of great stations, and thanks to the PDs who pick up the show. So if you're listening that way, you want to call in, guess who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be, because we'll also have a drawing for anybody who competes, whether you do it through email or whether you do it when I'm on for that segment. As long as they all come in at the same time, you know, we are set, absolutely set to go. How's that? And this year is going to be a little bit different because we'll have some winners every week. Somebody will win something as kind of a celebratory thing to doing Nail the Score and the 10 years that have happened on the show, which is crazy that it's been 10 years. And 10 years ago, you could have gone to Universal in Hollywood and gone on the Jurassic Park ride. In fact, I can remember taking the other and going on the Jurassic Park ride. I thought it was pretty cool. It's like a water attraction. It opened in 1996. Lush vegetation, mood lighting, drop-offs, where you drop in the, you know, you're in the big thing, the raft kind of thing, and you drop the John Williams music. Scary carnivore, like you're going to get your head bit off, the whole thing. And I think it has terrified young fans for a while. And now that ride is going to be extinct. That's it. They are doing something else instead. So it's getting that facelift, I guess, is the best way to say it. But what a great run. To be there in 1996 and then all the way through to now, because you got to figure, when do amusement parks, when do they decide, especially in a non-traditional kind of ride, when enough is enough? And the answer is with Jurassic Park, enough is enough, and so it's time to do something else. The new Jurassic World ride is more like the Jurassic they know. And it's a technological advanced epic adventure is what they're saying. So that makes you pretty curious. And what does that, you know, so what does that mean? What is that going to look like? If they're saying technologically advanced, it's going to be much different than what is there now and is going away and is had its last ride. Let's put it that way. So we have rain with Gordon. We're talking about the Jurassic ride, which you get wet on that, too, by the way. And then how about a teary-eyed Rahm Emanuel not seeking another term as mayor of Chicago? He decided that, you know, that he wasn't going to do it. And he said, as much as I love this job, I always love the city and its residents, I've decided not to seek re-election. It's been the job of a lifetime, but it's not a job for the lifetime. You hire us to get things done and pass the torch when we've done our best to do what you hired us to do. And I think part of this has been troubling as Chicago is massively criticized for the gun culture, meaning of the gangs, where they just go in somewhere and they just shoot people up. That's happened too many times. And it's for school closures, health clinics, all that kind of awful depravity, because that's what it is. And then you have the controversy of the trial of Officer Jason Van Dyke for the 2014 shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. So they do say statistically homicides are down 20% from last year, but Chicago's on pace for more than 500 deaths in four straight years. Who runs next? Who knows? There's lists that are already out there. Remember, Rahm Emanuel's been there since 2011, after he was a top advisor to Bill Clinton. Then he served three terms in Congress, chaired the House Democratic Caucus, became President Barack Obama's first White House chief of staff. Isn't that interesting? And this is the guy who made millions as an investment banker and was the chief fundraiser for the Dems back in the House in 2006. So that's a big announcement. Lifelong politician stepping out of it. And stepping out of it, not getting that third term, especially with that controversy, is probably a very smart thing, because people want answers about why can't we this, why can't we that. They say crime's down in New York. Why are we seeing that, statistically speaking, we're still seeing too many people who are innocent that are getting caught in the crossfire and dying as a result of it, which is shocking to me, right? That you go in and you just start to shoot. Even if you're zeroing in on somebody, you're taking out other innocent people. Whew. Awful. And speaking of awful, when we think of accidents and freak accidents and what can happen at construction sites, I was reading a story about a crane that fell onto a home in Orlando and just sliced open the roof. Oh, it's a miracle no one was in there, because that would have been curtains for them. But to see it from up above, because this is theater of the mind, but they shot shots of the upside down, and you could see that it wasn't, it was a freak accident, but it's just so, so lucky that nobody was inside. So lucky. When we come back, Ryder Cup, do you know what it's about? Competition, baby. If you don't like golf, this really amps it up. It's much more exciting with this match play. We're going to talk about it on the flip side here on ATN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Yeah.
All right, as the man said, I'm going to the man cave, and I'm pulling up right now. In fact, I've arrived. I got a seat right on the couch. And I had one tonight as I was part of a draft. My quarterbacks, I'm just going to give you my list. I want you to all cheer me on, all three of you who care about fantasy football. So I have Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback, Joe Flacco as a quarterback. For wideouts, I have Brandon Cooks, who's a wide receiver for the Rams from New Orleans. I've got Michael Thomas. Come on, Michael Thomas. I got Josh Doxson from the Redskins. Another wideout, Anthony Miller from Chicago. Ted Ginn Jr., New Orleans. Another wide receiver. And then on top of that, throw in for running back, Jamal Williams, Green Bay. I think he's going to get a lot of carries. And also Corey Clement from Philadelphia, same thing. Jay Ajayi from Philly, so I got that covered with the 1-2 tandem there. And my kicker is Jake Elliott from Philly, and my Seattle is my defense. And, okay, I drafted late, so I do. I have head-to-head competition every single week. That's how fantasy works. So I'll report back. Don't worry. And another reminder, yes, we are doing Nail the Score. It happens tomorrow, first hour, last segment. Boom. Done. You just got to remember to call. Remember to call, be a part of that, announce which I'll announce, you know, what is the game of the week, and then lo and behold, we go from there. All right, the Ryder Cup is a very big deal. Why is the Ryder Cup a big deal? The Ryder Cup is a big deal because it's international competition versus Team USA. And people who don't even like golf, let's say it's too boring, this reason, that reason, whatever it is. The thing that's interesting about it is that because of that renewed interest in, it's almost like an Olympics and just it's us against the Europeans, people, more people pay attention to it. Of course, people who golf do, but I'm saying people who normally wouldn't pay attention, watch, whatever. So there are three picks that Jim Furyk has to make. He made them. And who did he pick? Well, Tiger Woods was one of the picks to be part of this Ryder Cup. I wonder if that was a hard pick. Phil Mickelson, another one. In fact, Lefty, here's what Lefty had to say about the Ryder Cup.
I haven't been part of the team playing-wise for 6 years and served as a vice-captain a couple of years ago. And that was absolutely incredible to be part of the team, be part of these young guys, and to try and help them in any way, shape, or form I could. This year, to have the honor to be able to play again is beyond special.
I'm very excited about the team this year. I'm excited to be a part of this team. We have some incredible players, great leadership, and a really special opportunity to do something that we haven't done in a long time, a wonderful chance and opportunity for us to do something I haven't done or been a part of in my career and would very much like to.
All right, so that was Phil Mickelson, and right before that was Tiger Woods. Woods, Mickelson, and Bryson DeChambeau got the at-large picks on Tuesday. The qualifiers were Brooks Koepka, Justin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, and Webb Simpson. That is an impressive team. Very impressive. For Phil Mickelson, it'll be his 12th straight Ryder Cup appearance. This is a big deal. It's a big challenge. In fact, Phil Mickelson tweeted out, "So honored to be part of Team USA, feeling patriotic, feeling fierce," he says. Feeling fierce. So they go up against the Europeans, and we'll see how they do. It's a big, big, exciting moment because you have a little bit of youth, a little bit of veteran players. The Ryder Cup is going to be played at Le Golf National outside of Paris, September 28th through the 30th. Oh, good excuse to go to Paris, huh? Please, can I go cover the Ryder Cup? Sure you can. And then a couple of quick things. Ryan Howard, former Philly All-Star, retired from baseball. He announced his retirement Tuesday, and he posted it at the Players Tribune website. He hasn't played in the majors since 2016. He's been a free agent since November. He's a former National League MVP. He signed minor league deals with the Braves, the Rockies last season, but his entire major league career was spent with the Philadelphia Phillies. And he's a guy who hit 258, 382 homers over 1,194 RBI in his 13 seasons with the Phils. But he had a torn Achilles on the final play of the National League Division Series in 2011. And so these knee injuries, foot injuries, Achilles injuries, he didn't bounce back. But interesting to watch Philadelphia, because this is the turn that baseball teams make that are trying to get into pennant races, etc., or get a wild card spot. For Philly, who I mentioned, they're just three games behind Atlanta, very much in this, in the National League East. And then you look at the National League West, the Rockies, the Dodgers, and the Diamondbacks, my oh my. Rockies on top, Dodgers just a game behind, D-backs a game and a half behind. This is what I love, that it gets so tight and close when we're focusing on football. There are some other things going on in the man cave. We'd be talking about that for sure. You know what else we'd be talking about in the man cave? We would talk about, besides all things sports, because that's going to make for great convo. But other things that we would talk about in the man cave would be things that you could relate to, or you think you could relate to, I guess, is the best way to say that. And one of the things that would, there's always the vicious thing, like, oh, do you believe that that happened and they were killed or this happened and, you know, whatever. And that horrible accident, I mean, that horrible deal would be talked about for sure in talking about things that just make you sigh and, you know, what can you do about it? But very, very sad, like the crane falling onto the Orlando house, but nobody was home. So the brilliance of that is, yeah, it fell on the house. It's not great, but nobody was there, or at least in that part of it anyway. So makes sense. Completely makes sense. Somebody sent me an email, and I meant to do it when we were doing the email, but somebody sent me an email about the Burning Man. Did I know anything about the Burning Man? And the answer to that is, yes, I know about the Burning Man. It was in Santa Fe, and that's always was a very, very big deal because a lot of people gather, and the idea is that all the evil spirits are coming out of you. It's just this great Indian tradition. So it burns, I mean, the Burning Man is huge. It's just giant, an enormous paper mache plus. And I can't wait to see how long it lasts. Lots of people watch the Burning Man effigy burn Saturday night at Burning Man 2018. Because it's just like, it's like the most unbelievably controlled fire you've ever seen, but kind of scary too. You're looking at it and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that can be pretty frightening. Not frightening is the cast of the Next Generation Star Wars. So the Next Generation came up with a reunion photo, and there was a caption that somebody put out when they tweeted out, said, "The gang's all here." And then they ducked into a restaurant, and when we say the gang's all here, you're talking about, you know, Patrick Stewart and Michael Dorn and Jonathan Frakes, Whoopi Goldberg, Will Wheaton. How fun would that be? That conversation would be fun to listen in on, wouldn't it? Oh, big time. Hang with us as we turn the page to yet another hour here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.